The readings aren't real long, so that means my gift to you on this New Year's Day is a short little homily or a few thoughts. But we gather in prayer because it's important to celebrate not only the gift of Christmas or God's Son, but His Mother Mary, known as Theotokos in Greek, Christ's bearer. And to think of Mary and to ponder, you know, this mystery of who she is and the gift that she also shared with us, God's people, the church. Now, one of the first things as we listen to the readings is that the first reading reminds us about God inviting, I believe it was Aaron the priest, to bless the people, God's holy people. And so how this gift of blessing, or this concept of a blessing, revealed a relationship, but also was a reminder of a deeper way of God revealing His faithfulness and love. And for those who received the blessing, it was then a sign of strength and a hope that we would live with that blessing. We would resemble the goodness of that blessing. And thus today, we know that it is Mary who was called the Blessed One, that we acknowledge how she was blessed and how her love for not only God and her Son was also revealed to us. Now, we also know that even as we celebrate Mary, the Mother of God, to again acknowledge, you know, her gift of motherhood and to know of how mothers are sometimes underappreciated at times, I'm sure. I can look back and think of my own mother and sometimes marvel at the things she did. So incredibly faithful, automatically, not only cleaning and cooking and doing the washing and doing all the parenting things, but she also gave a recipe for the future, following in the ways of Mary. Like many other mothers, that they not only listen to their children, they listen to complaints and trials and hopes and dreams and then turn them over to God. And I can think of my mother doing that so well, but I believe she imitated the Blessed Mother. And today, as we then celebrate this incredible gift of virtue in Mary, we know that the church acknowledges and yet desires to emulate this gift in our lives, also as disciples, because she was really Jesus' first disciple, even being the mother. Now, another thing that we might ponder or reflect on together is, in the gospel today, you know, on Christmas and different times, we heard of different examples of once the story of the new birth of Christ came about, the angels spread it, and then the shepherds, the outcasts, in a sense, of the Holy Land, were the first to kind of hear the word, and they come to celebrate and to witness Christ. And today in the gospel it says, the shepherds heard, went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary. And it says, when they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them by this about this child. They become also maybe reminders to us about the concept of listening, just like Mary. To say that a shepherd not only took care of the sheep, but they also would know and identify in the sheep if they were under distress. And to know that also the sheep could identify the shepherd's voice when he called them. And to think of, again, Christ being the ultimate par excellence shepherd, huh? He knows our voice, our pleas. But Mary also helps them become known because she's listening to us as her children. The last thing I think that's important for us to prayerfully reflect on is the gift of good relationships that are also strengthened by healthy, committed people willing to listen, care, and support one another. And Mary reminds us of that treasure and vocation that we have as disciples. Even in the second reading today, it accents, you know, through the gift of Christ, we're redeemed, but we're also brought into this unique relationship that we're God's adopted children, that we're called then to live with that gift of virtue, that gift of grace that Mary brought and revealed to the world through the gift of her Christ child. So today we know that also it was her response to God's invitation that also brought about this fulfillment of God's promise. Father Henry Nouwen would say her response was not only an initial agreement, but a lifelong obedience to God's redemptive presence in which she followed Jesus in the most perfect way. Her life was a life of always fuller abandonment to the divine call, a total emptying out in faith. Mary's whole being is at the service of Jesus Christ. And scholars and many church fathers would say that any time we honor Mary, we honor her son and vice versa because of that unique and incredible relationship she had being the mother of God. So we praise God today, and with her we turn to God with great hopes. We pray that God will also bless us and continue to bless us in the new year as God blessed his holy people, the Israelites, as they journeyed and still sought the good things, which is God's kingdom. Let us continue then to have hope and trust like she did that all will turn out well because we do it with great faith and surrender, and most of all, we do it with the gift of faith.